Jim Jordan, Biden White House, Justice Department keep changing their stories. Credibility on the side of whistleblowers. By Jeff Poor on July 26, 2023. Wednesday, during an appearance on FBN's Mornings with Maria, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, discussed the newest revelations coming out of the investigation into the Biden family's alleged corrupt business dealings. Right before President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden appeared in federal court, Jordan noted how the narrative out of the White House and the Department of Justice had been evolving. At the same time, testimony from IRS whistleblowers remained constant. Will the judge expand what they're looking at with regards to Hunter Biden? Host Maria Bartiromo said. When I've been asking this question, like, since this happened, how does a judge, how does the DOJ, prosecute taxes not paid on income but not investigate the income where it actually came from? Well, that was the whole reason Chairman Smith sent the testimony. The transcripts from Mr. Shapley, Mr. Ziegler. Their testimony to the court so the court would have that there and could examine that as part of this deal, Jordan replied. That's why he filed this amicus. So and that's what they were trying to, again, if you can believe this. What's been reported about these folks on the Biden team, trying to get that withdrawn. That's what they were trying to keep from the court. So again, that's pretty valuable information. Everyone saw their testimony last week, how credible they were. And never forget, an FBI agent came forward, was deposed by the committee a week ago, Monday, and confirmed so many things that Mr. Shapley and Mr. Ziegler had said during their testimony. I find that their testimony, their story has not changed, he continued. Their testimony has been consistent. But the Biden White House and the Biden Justice Department, they keep changing their tune. They keep changing their story. So again, all the credibility is on the side of the whistleblowers. Let's hope the judge looks at that. And we'll see what the judge ends up doing. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.